Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's bring in Adam Amin. Maybe Adam. Adam, you haven't ever run around naked getting arrested for indecent exposure, have you?
Not that I know of. I mean, maybe unknowingly on one of those crazy, you know, Las Vegas nights back in my 20s. But I don't think as far as I can remember. No, I think I'm pretty clean, buddy.
By the way, the last time I traveled 2 years ago today, I was in Chicago for CubsCon. I took my son, which was a disaster because it was overcrowded and it was awful and whatever. But anyway, Adam, we are so excited to have you here. I haven't spoken to you in a while. We're excited about this game. The Cavs and the Bulls, two of the biggest surprise teams in the league. I think the Cavs even a bigger surprise, although the Bulls had been playing great until recently. Are you surprised? Who are you more surprised by, the Bulls or the Cavs at this point?
I think the Cavs. I think as good of a story as the Bulls are, when you bring in, now you have a team of three all-stars, you know, you have Lonzo Ball, who is, you know, starting, I think, fairly established as a decent player. You can make a case that, like, it's gone way better for the Bulls than expected, for sure. Like, but the fact that they've improved should not be a surprise. The fact that the Cavs not only have improved, but look like a completely different team is what's impressive. They are so far removed from a defensive mess that they've been for the last couple of years. They're so much better on defense, and I know a lot of that. You know, Rubio did a great job, and not having him as part of your second unit as the point of attack guard on the defensive end hurts because he's a good on-ball guy who's a pest, and he gets steals. But the fact that they're so good defensively, Mobley has fit in at both ends so fast and looks like an NBA player right out of the gate. You know, and not just like, oh, we're going to test you and you're going to face some good players and you're going to hang in there with a couple of them. No, he wins a lot. Like, he wins a lot of his individual battles on a night-to-night basis, or at the very least is even. And then to see Jared Allen just fulfill the role that he's pretty much meant to fill at its highest level, be the best shot blocker, rebounder, rim protector that you can be, and just run to the rim and jump high and dunk hard and draw fouls. Like, the fact that all of this has come together at such a high level, and the fact that they've done this without Sexton for the last month plus, they've got to be. I mean, JB is going to be in the running. I don't think he'll win it, you know, unless they just go off on a ridiculous tear in the second half. But he's got to be in the top five discussion, right? Coach of the year,
no
easily,
doubt.
Maybe top three discussion. Coach of the year. You know, like the front office has done a great job drafting. Now, granted, you guys have some bad years that allow you to draft, but you got to hit. You got to hit on these picks, and they've hit on these picks. That's a big deal, man, in the NBA, where things can turn around in a two-year span if you draft right, and they have. And I credit Cleveland as being the most interesting and positively surprising story in the league this year.
Adam, obviously the Bulls will be without Lonzo tonight, and Levine's out as well. How big are those losses? And it kind of sucks, honestly, because I want to see the Cavs take on – they've taken on good teams, but it seems like every time the Cavs play a good team, like, their star players out, they kind of catch a break. And I just want to know, like, how good the Cavaliers really are.
Yeah, and I would say in this recent stretch, you know, this, you know, whatever it is, five in a row, you know, plus the 5-1 road trip, plus the win against Brooklyn, like, listen, you catch a couple breaks. The Bulls have caught some breaks, too. That's part of the reason they're in first place. Like, they had a stretch where they weren't seeing the other team's best guy. They missed LeBron in the first Laker meeting. You know, like, you run into a couple of breaks here and there to try to get to where you're at. But overall, I still feel like this is going – I mean, this could be a potential playoff series, and if I did see these teams at full strength in the playoffs, I think it's a 6 or 7 game series because I think Cleveland just plays so hard at the defensive end right now. And when they're healthy, I think they're solid. Maybe not the best, but they're a solid offensive team. The Bulls, when they're healthy, are a scary offensive team. They're very impressive. But I think the headline that you guys have probably read in the last month since these two teams last saw each other was, hey, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, these two guys are stars. They're playing at a great level together. And you're seeing what happens when one of them is out. Last time these two teams met, DeRozan was out. He was in the protocols at that point. And LaVine kind of struggled getting clean looks or cleaner looks, the looks that he was used to getting when they were playing together on the floor. And to not have that for stretches of time really impacts both of them. You're seeing right now, DeRozan's looks aren't as easy to come by, although he's getting to his spot often. His looks are not as easy to come by when LaVine's not there to help stretch the floor, space the floor, have a threat at all three levels on a consistent basis. That's the difference between the Bulls last year to the Bulls this year. They're a three-level scoring team, and they're not always that when those two guys aren't healthy. So I think the Bulls at their best are one of the best offensive teams, and I think when they're healthy, they can be one of the best defensive teams. Without Caruso, without LaVine, who's an improved defender, especially without Lonzo Ball, they're not nearly as good defensively, and I think that's been the biggest change you've seen in the last, what is it now, 13 games, 12, 13 games since Caruso's been out, really since Christmas. That's been the biggest struggle, and obviously getting Caruso back hopefully tonight is a big deal.
We're talking with Adam Amin, play-by-play voice of the Bulls, also does great work on Fox Sports with Mark Schlereth doing NFL games. Adam, the top of the East is really tight, right? Obviously, the top six teams within 2.5 games of each other. The Cavs are in fourth. If they win tonight, they're a half game behind the Bulls, although the Heat are playing tonight as well. A lot of people seem to think that, yeah, if the Nets are healthy, well, they're going to take care of business and they'll end up winning the East. But Kyrie's not playing home games. He's very injury prone. So's Harden. Durant's hurt again. I'm not convinced the Nets are going to ever be. I mean, those guys have barely played any games together in the 2 years they've been together. I don't think the Nets are a sure thing to go to the finals. Or do you?
No, I'm not fully convinced. And I think people still have to remember that for all the little slip-ups they have once in a while, and sometimes they seemingly come at high-profile times, but probably because they're the reigning champs, the Bucks are still really good.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I don't think we can forget that the Bucks just kind of like, they kind of cruised early, like a lot of championship teams often do in this era. Like, they're like, all right, man, we had a long summer. The finals, we were playing the finals in late July. You know, like, it takes some time after a title run for most teams. Obviously, there's some special teams. You guys ran into those Warriors teams. We always talk about the Bulls teams in Chicago, obviously. Like, some teams are dynasties. That's why dynasties are dynasties. But for the most part, championship teams out of the gate the next year are going to start a little bit slower because there is a little bit of hangover from the year prior. There is a lengthier season. You are taking a little bit more time, say, hey, I deserve some rest. Let me get my body right. And it takes some time to get there. And now look, Milwaukee's going to end up playing a relatively easy schedule going forward. They're going to have a lot of opportunities to gain ground on everybody in front of them. They're still the best team in the East because they're the most complete to me. And Brooklyn is not, for all the reasons you laid out, but it's just like I'm frustrated. I get frustrated watching the Nets. I go, this team should be like a 55 win team. You have three generational talents. You have Harden, Durant, and Irving. And for various reasons, whether it's health, whether it's their own issues or stances, whatever it may be, like, you're not going to be as good as you should be. And watching that is what frustrates a lot of basketball fans. That's why we can't believe in Brooklyn. As much as I believe they'll be good in a playoff series, if Kyrie's not playing every game, what's the point? Like, yeah, he's a change of pace, but, like, you're going to adjust to him after a game. So I'm not fully sold on Brooklyn, and I think people are sleeping on Milwaukee still at this point.
Adam, Darius Garland for the Cavs has been just, I mean, obviously a breath of fresh air for this group. He's taken on a leadership role, potentially an all-star this season. How impressed in your prep have you been with the way Garland has played?
Well, I've enjoyed watching him and Sexton grow together the last couple of years, and then to see how he's taken the reins has been really impressive in the absence of Sexton. Even before Sexton got hurt, I was looking at Garland in preseason and thinking, this guy's going to make a leap. I didn't think it was going to be this. I didn't think he's going to like soar to the, you know, to near the top of the All-Star ballots, and he certainly earned his praise, and he certainly earned a conversation about him being in the All-Star game. And I think obviously being in Cleveland would be a perfect setting for him as a young player. We obviously love him in Chicago. You know, he's a Gary, Indiana guy. I was fond of him being close with Bryce Drew, who recruited him to Vanderbilt. Obviously, he got hurt pretty early while he was at Vanderbilt. Bryce had recruited him to Vandy before they had, I think, unceremoniously let him go. And he was saying, like, I love this kid. He used to come to our camps when he was a kid. He had a great demeanor about him. I really think he's going to be a star. I think this guy's a first-round talent. I was like, all right. Like, and you naturally, college coaches are going to say good things about the guys that they recruit. But
sure.
I was like, all right, if you say it, I believe it. And sure enough, a few years later, like, you're seeing what the skill set, what the toughness, that Midwest mentality that he has. He won't be denied. He plays a little bit undersized, and yet he just won't be denied. He has great court vision. I watched some of the highlights of that OKC comeback where the 18 assist night where every pass is on point, all the way down to the Markkanen three that helped seal it. Like, every pass was the right decision. And the fact that he's going to turn the ball over, that's a problem. Fifth most turnovers in the league, yet 6 the other night against Brooklyn. It's going to happen. The fact that they're overcoming turnover issues because of everything else they do well has given him a little bit of a cushion, which leads to confidence, which leads to what you're seeing. Confidence is a very important thing in this era of basketball with guys at his age. He's playing with a lot of it. He believes that, you know, the skill set's there for everybody. You're not in the NBA unless you have the skill set. So how do you use it, and do you feel comfortable with it? And he looks like he's playing very comfortable basketball right now.
We're talking with Adam Amin, the Illinois Sportscaster of the Year, National Sports Media Association. Congratulations on that. Adam, before I let you go, on football, obviously you did a lot of games this year on Fox. What do you think of the matchups here for the final four or final eight? What intrigues you the most this weekend?
Man, I'm still kind of looking at Buffalo and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Obviously the history that's there is part of the reason why, but I think to see the mirror of the offense of what Buffalo has kind of mirrored a couple of different teams, what they've done in Baltimore, what they've done in Kansas City, they've taken elements of a lot of different offenses and formulated it around Josh Allen. And Allen's emergence as one of the best running quarterbacks in the league in a true designed fashion, like, it adds that extra wrinkle. And the criticism of Kansas City's defense at times has been their lack of physicality outside of a guy like Chris Jones. You know, like, are you going to be as physical as you need to be? They give up big plays in the secondary sometimes. They miss tackles sometimes. If you can take advantage in a physical game and Buffalo has the chops to do it, I think that could be the matchup. This could be the one that finally Josh Allen gets in the biggest moment where he knows he needs to do this, this, and this in a big game against Mahomes. They've done it before. I don't believe in the, well, it's hard to beat a team, but it was a different season. I think they have the tools and the pieces ready to finally beat Kansas City and have a path to get back to the Super Bowl. I think that's going to be as intriguing of a game. I think it's the last one of the weekend, too.
Yeah, fascinating. It's going to be a great weekend. Adam, enjoy. We'll obviously be watching the game tonight. Excited about it. Bulls, Cavs tonight, 8 o'clock in Chicago. How the crowd's been? The fans into it right now for the Bulls?
Right now. I'll be curious today just because, you know, the last two were tough at home, and then they went on the road and got beat pretty badly.
Yeah.
The tight one to Boston and the game against Memphis. I'm sure it's been curved a little bit, but I think overall, through the fact that they've established again that this is a basketball city, much like Cleveland has, I think they'll be enthusiastic tonight again.
Great stuff, Adam. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Always appreciate you, boys. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
Got it, Adam Amin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.